You're listening to SBS News.
Hassan Al-Kontar gained international headlines last year when he found himself in limbo at Kuala Lumpur Airport, unable to return to war-torn Syria, nor able to find another country that would take him in. After 7 months, he was privately sponsored by refugee advocacy groups, resettling in Canada in November last year. Mr. Al-Kontar says a number of asylum seekers trapped in Australian-run offshore detention centres contacted him for his help after his story went viral. He says he hasn't forgotten their plight.
After the last election, we had 14 suicide attempts so far. They are losing totally, losing all kind of hope. They can't be there for another 4 years and hoping for things to be changed.
Mr. Al-Kontar says he's made it his mission to help those who are detained on Manus Island and Nauru. He's teamed up with not-for-profit organisations Canada Caring Society and Mosaic, as well as the Refugee Council of Australia, to sponsor up to 200 refugees' resettlement in Canada.
Canada has a unique program, actually, the largest and the longest and the most flexible private sponsorship in the world. It goes back to the 1970, where 5 Canadians can come together and sponsor a refugee. They sponsor them by funding the money and take care of them by the integration issues to make it easier for them to fit in the Canadian society.
The crowdfunding project needs $18,000 for each refugee's application, with a total goal of $3.7 million to help with the cost of resettlement. Mr. Al-Kontar says he feels a duty to help the men and women in the detention centres because he too felt what it was like to be born on the wrong side of the world when his claims for asylum were consistently rejected.
We are not launching this operation just to publicly shame the Australian government or put a pressure on them or to fight against them. No, we are actually seeking their help. We are begging them to do the right thing. We are encouraging them to end this. Let's deal with this together. To end it on a humanitarian basis, not on a political basis.
Refugee Council of Australia CEO Paul Power says it's embarrassing that a politically created problem is being resolved not by government, but by private individuals and organisations.
It's embarrassing that Australia has created this set of circumstances whereby people who are regarded internationally as basically being Australia's responsibility are not going to be assisted by this country. But unfortunately, you know, we've been in this situation for more than 6 years now.
He says hundreds of people are suffering in offshore detention and they need a solution.
In many ways, what we're seeing are volunteers in Canada, people of goodwill in a number of countries, including Australia, raising funds to at one level to get the Australian government out of a problem that it's created for itself.
Mr. Power says he doesn't expect resistance from the Australian government to the proposal.
We think that privately the Australian government is probably going to be relieved to, you know, that a constructive answer is being found for people for whom there isn't a constructive answer available at the moment.
Amy Hall, SBS News.